You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. Happy Friday. The weekend has arrived, and here is what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin. Even though it's early in the morning, I'm saying we're turning this one up to 11. If you get that, great. It's a movie, Spinal Tap. Go see it. And why am I bringing up such a time-honored reference? It's because this morning we are rocking out, specifically with the group Girls Rock. Maggie Dawn talked to their founder, Mary Jo Hickey, about the work they do in the community, bringing women together, empowering them through music, and giving them a stage to perform their music.
One of the favorite things I like to do when I'm not talking about politics or reading about politics or thinking about politics or dreaming about politics is to hang out with some of my friends and listen to some great tunes and maybe have a nice beverage or two. And we've got, let's see, the lead singer, Ellis, joining us, and you were on guitar, bass. The late Scout, the woman that I'm very envious of now sitting here. Congratulations to you both. Amazing job. What was it like? Let's start for you. You got to literally carry the band with the vocals. So what was this like being on radio and hearing yourself in the headphones?
Damn, like I just kind of like, it's so, you know when you see those like stupid like ASMR videos on
yes.
TikTok, it's like you can hear all like the T's and the S's pronounced like really like.
Do you feel like you should be enunciating very much so, very specifically?
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun to hear. It's like just the sensation of hearing your own voice in like kind of a professional sort of.
Yeah.
Mix,
professional,
I guess.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Professional mix man. Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs.
It's weird. I you see recording artists when they're in the studio and singing, right? And they'll pull one of the headphones off because the sound is so different. And for a singer trying to produce it, did you find it challenging at all, Ellis?
I guess not. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of experience like singing into microphones and talking into microphones. So I guess this one was just really unique because of the mixing and the different effects that were on it. And also the fact that I was really late to sound check, so
yes.
I just kind of like showed up and they
props
were like, get up
that.
Here.
That's near professional musician, like put me on stage and we can roll.
I came from biology class, man.
There you go. This is so much better than bio, I have to say. Now, listen, Scout, nothing happens in a band without damn good drums and bass. Otherwise, the wheels come off the bus. It's yeah. just chaos. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself playing the bass? And when do I get to come slap the bass with you?
Well, you could do that anytime.
Okay, cool.
Basically, when I first started Girls Rock, I wanted to do drums so bad, but it wasn't in the stars, I guess.
Wasn't
for
in
me.
The stars. Okay.
So I got bass, and at first I wasn't really happy because I thought it was like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's an okay instrument. But once I actually started playing it, I fell in love with it. I was
yes.
like, this is so cool. Like, this carries the band, and I just like, I've just been dreaming of playing it.
I'm so glad you're digging it. By the way, everybody had a great solo. I heard the little solos very I was particularly jamming out to your little solo earlier in the 6-minute track. What was it like working together as a group to write the song and then get it together so quickly? That's a short amount of time at camp.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, we got it pretty much like we just kept going.
Yeah. Except
we
for
got,
both of us.
Yeah, cool. I'm gonna ask. I'll
all
ask
right, Scout
first. Yeah,
should go first.
Yeah. So you felt like it was pretty organic,
yeah.
and like things came together fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we all like connected very easily, and we just like got a kick starting the whole thing. It was really, really fun.
And for you, Ellis, like lyrics, who was in charge of that? Was it a combo effort? Mm-hmm. All that.
I think I wrote most of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think Ember did a couple, like, some verses, but
yeah,
I think that it was really cool. Our band leader, her name was Izzy, she was really kind of our, like, stone upon which we built. I don't know how to phrase it.
Yeah, she was like the glue.
Yeah, she was the glue. But basically, we walked in and she was like, so what's something that makes you guys mad? And we were like, what? And so then, like, give it a couple hours and we're all like crying our eyes out.
Oh, that's good.
Just sharing our trauma.
Just immediately.
Well, like, the best art, right, comes from something that's personal, right? Yeah.
We actually had a different drummer at first. She's awesome. But, like, she kind of, like, was being, like, I guess, really vulnerable. And so she started crying, and then I started crying, and we all started crying.
We just all bonded
Domino
so perfectly.
Crying. Well, you guys started playing, and I was almost crying. So next time you're all having a cry fest together, just give me a buzz. We can do some, you know, group type music therapy, which incidentally, folks, I am going to be talking about music as therapy coming up at 5 o'clock with Caitlin Taylor. She's a music therapist with Children's Wisconsin. Right now, we're having a special episode and special discussion right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We are with the band Concentration 64. They had their first live radio premiere of their song Lore Drop in an earlier segment. If you missed that, remember you can find all of our episodes at civicmedia.us/shows. As well as on Apple Pods and Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But it's always better to listen live. You can do that via the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. Well, we got two more ladies to get on here. Fabulous job. Kick butt singing. Definitely, if you don't know the Cranberries and Garbage, you guys got to start listening, because it's
Cranberries and Garbage.
Okay. I'm getting young person disdain here. All of the parents are, I know about that. Well, they were my bands first, damn it. All right, next lady.
Oh, really? If you want to listen to that entire interview, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for the Maggie Dawn Show and find the episode entitled Rocking the Status Quo with Girls Rock. And if you want to find out more about the organization, go to girlsrockmke.org. And who knows, maybe next week I'll play even more, because she did a full episode with this group and it's a great, great discussion. Don't go anywhere, because in the 8 o'clock hour, Pat welcomes Brittany Merlot with the weather, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and Mike Clemens with sports, so stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in southeastern Wisconsin, go to WAUK Radio and sign up for our newsletter. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here is what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. The warmer, sunnier days of summer are behind us now, and we're moving into the colder, wintry fall mixture of rain, sleet, and I guess locust. You never know. It's Wisconsin weather. I have no idea. I can't predict anything. But something you can always enjoy regardless of the season, regardless of the temperature, is theater. And Racine, right in Bell City, has an amazing theater, the Racine Theater Guild. And Don Rosen spoke to Jocelyn Fish, who is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, to talk about their upcoming season as well as their show premiering this weekend, The Importance of Being Earnest.
A lot of cities don't have theater, you know, a community theater, and they just don't have it. And they have to rely on maybe a traveling show will come to town. Sure. And that's far and few between. We're very lucky to have the Racine Theater Guild. I think I've been a ticket holder for about, I think it's going on 19 years.
19 years. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. And you got your nice seats.
Why is that a shock?
I don't know. Time flies. I will say that. That's for sure.
Well, my wife and I used to bring my mother, because she loves theater. And we had the three seats in a row. And when my mom passed away, I couldn't bring myself to give up that third seat. So what we do is we get it and we invite people to use it.
Right. Yeah. It's a great way to introduce people to the theater.
Yeah. And they can glom off me and get a free seat. So that's pretty good. All right. The newest show coming September 5th through the 21st is The Importance of Being Earnest. And I mentioned to you before we went on the air, that's a classic.
It is a classic, classic. It was written in 1895, actually, by Oscar Wilde, and premiered in February of that year. And you know, we're 130 years later and we're still doing the show. And the Theater Guild has actually done it twice in our history. We did it in 1955 at the High Street Theater, if people remember that, on the corner of High and Erie Street.
What year
Street.
Was that?
1955.
Yeah, I was a year old. Yeah, keep going.
So it's definitely time you should see it. And then in 1978, actually, as well, at our current theater. So it's been a while since we did it. We've actually only done, I think we figured out, four other shows in our 88-year history three times over decades, which include Glass Menagerie and Blythe Spirit and You Can't Take It With You. So some really classics. And so this one kind of fits in that category. But it is personally my favorite play, so I'm a little biased about that. But it's so funny. It's so clever. Oscar Wilde weaves a lot of wit into the dialogue of talking about manners and pretending to be someone you're not and trying to impress people to make them fall in love with you, all of that. All things I think we still do today, especially with the world of social media. So it's so funny how a lot of the commentary is still so relevant to today. And they're having a lot of fun with rehearsals. I've sat in on a lot of them and it's just been wonderful to see the actors work and now the crew's there to make things happen and set pieces move. And
okay, so what's the plot?
The plot is Jack lives in the country and Algernon lives in the city, and they both have second identities of people they pretend to be so they can live life as they want. So Algernon pretends to have a dying friend named Bunbury to get him out of any social obligations that he doesn't want to attend. All of a sudden, Bunbury's on the cusp of death.
I like that idea.
I know.
I might use it.
And then Jack is pretending to be Ernest. And Ernest gets to have fun and gallivant around the city and have no responsibilities. And so they actually both end up wooing two different ladies under the name of Ernest. And so it's a lot of mistaken identity, a lot of who is actually Ernest, is Ernest real or not, what does it mean to be who you are or not be who you are, and just very, very funny in everything it does.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Now, if you want to get tickets, there's really one good way to do it. And then we're going to talk about this in a second. There's one good way to do it. You go to the box office. You can do it that way.
Yep.
Or go to RacineTheater.org.
Yes.
RacineTheater.org. Yes. No other website. Because there are some websites out there legally charging a lot of money.
Yes.
Like triple,
yes,
quadruple the price.
Yeah.
And there's nothing illegal about it. It's kind of morally unethical.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you want tickets, always go to the box office.
Come to the Racine Theater Guild. Top ticket price for this play is $20.
So you shouldn't pay more than $20.
And we have some discounts for seniors and students, and then, of course, our value nights as well. The other thing with this show is this is actually going to be one of our first shows in a very long time that has two intermissions. We are going to
really?
Do, yes, it's three acts, so we are going to do two 10-minute intermissions. So in total, your evening at the theater will be about 2.5 hours.
Whoa, two, that means, let's see, you're doing two of the contests? In,
I don't know. Double the 50-50s?
Yeah,
who knows?
50-50, yeah. You know, I told you, I think, I won that three times.
Oh, my gosh.
And the third time, I was embarrassed. I told my wife, I said, you go get, I'm not standing up. And she said, well, geez, you won it. I said, but it's it looks like the fix is in.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I won. That was it. Three times in a row. And so I didn't want to win again. Okay, The Importance of Being Earnest runs September 5th through the 21st at
this
the Racine
Friday.
Theater Guild. You guys get jitters on opening night?
I don't do the acting, so
yeah,
that's
so,
nice. I know that this group of actors, we had a very strong turnout for auditions for this show, and it's always very difficult to cast. And so this group of actors has really been putting a lot into, especially, again, it's all about the words and about the wit. So you've got to make sure that the audience understands what you're saying, and you've got that line down and that laugh line there. And so, I don't know. It'll be interesting how opening night goes for all of them.
I'd be scared to death. I would be scared to death that I'd forget a line.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You know, even the WRJ, I got to have it written in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine remembering a whole
play. And there's a couple of big monologues in this play too, so you know you're just out there talking to yourself.
And if you make a mistake, only you're gonna know.
Yes,
and the
yes.
director.
Yeah.
If there's two things I love, it's Oscar Wilde and supporting local theater. And if you want to go see this play, The Importance of Being Earnest, go to RacineTheater.org. And that's theater with an R-E at the end because they're fancy. If you want to listen to the entire interview, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for The Don Rosen Show and find the episode entitled Plays Coming to Racine and download it directly to your device. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. Minutes, it's 7:29. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. Fall has arrived. Fall is coming. It's not yet fully fall, but it's getting cold, so it's time for football. And I know usually when we talk sports, I'm going on and on and on about the Brewers. Well, today you get a rest from that because J.R. Radcliffe, who is a writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is here to talk about Badgers and Packers. A lot of great stuff happening. The beginning of football season for college and professional, and we kick it all off. That's a sports pun, talking about the opening game against the Green Bay Packers and a team from Detroit that I don't quite get right yet, but thankfully JR is there to correct me. The Packers are opening up against the Detroit Tigers this weekend. That is going to be a game. I mean, the Tigers, even 3-4 years ago, we've been like, that's, well, who cares? But the Tigers have been on fire for the past two seasons, and this is going to be a good matchup.
Yes, you mean the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Tigers competing with the Brewers.
I'm going to get a text message from someone I work with saying, again, that's not that. I mess up Detroit all the time because I'm always thinking about baseball. So I'm sorry, the Detroit Lions.
And large felines. You were just talking about cats. Large felines. Look, I get it.
Fun fact, I'm allergic to cats, so I can't even talk about them. All right, so yeah, the Detroit Lions against the Green Bay Bucks. Go for it.
Yeah, perfect. The Tigers, the Brewers have a winning record against every division leader. You mentioned Toronto. The Tigers are another one in the AL Central. They have a winning record against all five of the other division leaders. So that's why you're thinking Tigers, clearly.
Thank you. Like you said, good save.
The Lions, like you said, are have been really extraordinary. Now, they are in a unique position and probably will learn more about the team, their team, than the Packers will learn about theirs in the, you know, in the opener Sunday afternoon, because they lost their two coordinators, many other coaches. Ben Johnson was kind of seen as this offensive genius. He's now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, he left for the New York Jets. He's a head coach too. So they've lost a lot of their brain power, and they've lost a lot of their players, including on the offensive line. That's the big one where they maybe just don't have the past couple of years, they've been the gold standard of offensive lines. It remains to be seen if they can do that again this year. So there's a chance here that the Lions do take a step back, and that's kind of unfair because they haven't had, you know, a dynasty to revel in. They've had two really good years. They haven't been to a Super Bowl. They had a real disappointing playoff exit last year, but they are still going to be seen as one of the top teams in the NFC, as is like every team in this division could be that, you know, like there's really no way to know which of these four teams is truly the best in the NFC North. They're all capable of making the playoffs. They're all capable of having extremely good years. There's questions, you know, Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, you get a quarterback. That's a first-year starter. We'll see how that goes. You know, the Bears haven't shown it yet, but they do have that new head coach and probably were taking some steps forward last year. And then the Packers have a lot of the same guys back, but Jordan Love is coming off kind of a whatever year. I mean, there was an injury involved, but yeah, he wasn't the star that I think we kind of saw coming from 2 years ago where he really did have a great season. They do now have Micah Parsons, of course. That's a huge boost to the defense. Don't know how much he's going to be involved. Simply, you know, there's some injury chatter, but it's more like he's only been here a week. Can you really implement him into a preset game plan? You know, like you obviously can to some degree, but I would imagine you're not going to see him make the impact that he would have, that he'll make weeks from now. So a lot to learn. I mean, the Packers, obviously, it stinks to have a game this meaningful this early.
Yeah.
You know, you'd like to maybe build up to playing the Detroit Lions, but that's what they're left with. And fortunately for them, it gets to be at Lambeau Field.
Calvin, what are your thoughts on this coming weekend's game?
Well, it should be a good matchup. JR mentioned that all four teams in the North are potential playoff teams. I will say I think the Packers and the Lions is the premier matchup. If I was going to make a prediction, I would predict the Vikings and the Bears don't make the playoffs. That's my hot take. But yeah, I'm interested. I wonder if Micah Parsons will play at all. I'm kind of leaning towards not, because it didn't even look like he was really practicing with Dallas that much before he got traded. So I'm not even sure what kind of shape he's in.
He wasn't practicing because he was essentially holding out. He wanted that new contract. So he was there, but he was sort of half participating, I guess you could say. With the Packers, he has practiced, but you know, you are right that there is a bit of buildup involved, right? Like when you can't just go in cold into an NFL season. So I do. Yeah. I think we'll see him. I feel pretty strongly that we'll see him. I don't know if we'll see him for the whole game or as involved as you might want him to be. There's so many comparisons to the Reggie White acquisition back in 1993. And I think people will probably forget that the first couple games of Reggie White, it was just okay. It was like, oh man, maybe this isn't going to work out. And then he became a superstar that he had been. So I think it's just you just want to urge a little bit of caution, but also this is a really meaningful game. Like you can't afford to be, at half strength. Like this is a really, really important game, and the Packers are going to have to come out swinging.
All right. In about 60 seconds or so, give us their thoughts on the Badgers. What's going on with them? 60 seconds. Well, do it.
Third year in a row, they lost their starting quarterback. Three quarterbacks, three injuries. He'll probably be back at some point. Billy Edwards will, but it's backup Danny O'Neill. It's Middle Tennessee. They should win. They'll probably win anyway. This Middle Tennessee team doesn't seem like it's very good. It's probably the weakest. It is the weakest opponent on their schedule. So should be okay. But the question is quarterback health and the defense looked great in week one. We'll see about the offense. There probably needs to be a little bit more if this team is going to hang with the big boys starting with Alabama next week. That is going to be a showdown.
Do you think this is the season where they start to get back to their Wisconsin Badgers roots of just being unstoppable or at least very much intimidating and being a powerhouse in the conversation? Okay. You heard it here first from J.R. Radcliffe.
They want to, like, they're prepared, they want to take that step. Their schedule is so hard.
Yeah.
It's going to only take a couple wins, honestly, for you to say, oh, they're better than they were last year. That's a big step for them.
I didn't even tell you up front that you were going to get a guest star chime in from producer Kelvin, who has some of the hottest takes on both football and basketball. So we always love hearing from him. And we thank J.R. Radcliffe for stopping by to give his thoughts on everything going on Wisconsin sports. He joins Matt and Nair on air every other Thursday at 10:35. And we always appreciate his time and expertise and his ability to correct me when I get sports teams wrong. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in southeastern Wisconsin, go to WAUK Radio and sign up for our newsletter. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. If you know this show, you know that music means only one thing, and that is Civic Media's award-winning meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. That's right, award-winning meteorologist. She's our guest to give us the update on the weekend forecast, as well as everything we need to be on the lookout for, including, I don't know, maybe some frost. But let's face it, summer's gone, fall is here, and it's going to get colder. But Brittany's got all the information we need. Brittany, how are you today?
I'm all right. A lot of whiners out there, of course.
A lot of weather and whiners?
Yep.
Oh, God. Okay, so let me guess. A month ago, those same whiners were, it's too hot. Now those same whiners are like, it's cold.
It's too cold too soon. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It's what happens every year. Have you never lived here before?
I know, right? It's just a little cold snap. We're going to still see some 80s in the future. Hang in there. It's not over.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought we were done with that. Okay.
Right. And this, the heat and humidity, the humidity is gone. That's the good part.
Oh, yeah.
So if we get 80s, it's not going to be as sticky as in the middle of summer.
Yeah. Now, we got a, you said the cold snap, there were flurries in Minnesota happening, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, at least on radar. I'm still waiting to verify from people living up there if it truly did happen. But radar showed that flip to the white stuff flying around way north in Minnesota, like the Arrowhead by Ely area.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I mean, all right. That's, I don't want to be shocked. It's September. You said it last week. It's sweater weather, pumpkin spice weather, pumpkin spice and everything nice. But you also mentioned 80s possibly. Are we going to be seeing any of that, like that warmer weather coming through, or is it going to be stay cold and like yesterday, very, very wet? Are we going to be seeing that coming up in the next few days?
So first thing first for this weekend, we have to battle the near record cold. We're going to be in the mid 40s far north to about 60 degrees south. Friday, it's going to be windy, winds whipping up to 30, 35 miles per hour, a gale warning on Lake Michigan. Waves are going to be climbing 10 to 13 feet high.
Oh my gosh.
This is going to be our start to the weekend. So battling the wind chill, woo! But it will get better. We are feeling like mid-October, in case you were wondering. This is what it usually is for mid-October. We should be in the mid-70s pretty much all throughout the state for highs. So it's going to take a minute to return to that, but we will get there by next week. We are looking at 50s to about 60 statewide on Saturday, maybe some spotty sprinkles mixing in there as well. And then overnight, a chance for frost again, especially north Sunday morning. That sneaks back in as temperatures fall back down to the mid-30s. And then Sunday, we're looking at upper 50s to mid-60s. Mostly sunny, so getting warmer. Mm-hmm. If you're headed to the Packers game, it looks like a good day. Wind's finally calming down to beat those Lions. Okay. sorry. It's football weather, right? Yeah. So it just came in at the right time, and then it's going to leave. Because as soon as next week, I mean, we're already looking at mid-60s to near 70 on Monday. A little bit of rain cools us down on Tuesday. But Wednesday next week, mid-70s to about 80. We'll dip a little bit again, but let me tell you, if you're looking for days to take PTO, the following week, September 15th through the 19th, 80s. All week.
Well, you got to make sure you get on your HR website and submit that time off because, that sounds like a good time for a drive because I feel like, are you telling me that after that weather, after that week of 80s, are we just going to see a dip then? Because we're going to be marching towards October. And even though this is, I mean, last night, I think when I opened the windows, it was like mid 50s. It's going to start dipping even further, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not a meteorologist, my friends. I just look outside me like it's cold. But I imagine that a week of 80s will be followed by a week and month of reality.
Yes, you are right on there, Greg. That is what's going to happen most likely. We'll still get some spikes of heat mixed in, but the trend will go down from there. And I'll tell you what, I went up north, like far north by Lake Superior, and it felt like the S word was possible. snow. And I know, I don't want to say it, but...
Calvin, do we have to beep her if she says snow this early in the year? I don't know. I don't know what the FCC says.
I will bleep her just because I hate snow.
Okay. All right. Calvin has spoken.
Okay. How about this? I did notice fall colors. I see some red popping, those tamarack trees changing to that orange up north. Ooh, I'm so excited. And I was looking. It looks like the second week of October, Northeast Wisconsin hits peak. That's only a month away.
It is a month away. I still think we're in October. We're still in August. I've still not gotten used to August, and I get it. Okay, you're right, October. And that's right. That's peak color changing time, and I'm sure we'll talk more and more about that as the weeks go on. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a nice drive out in the country to see all those colors. But we'll discuss that more in the coming days because fall is here, whether you like it or not. And don't let the 80s fool you. We are in for cooler weather. Brittany Merlot, thank you so much for being here. As always, we love having you on Weather and Wine. And if you want to check out more from what Brittany's writing, go to civicmedia.us/news. You can find her award-winning journalism. Award-winning. Mm-hmm. We love talking to you, Brittany, and we'll speak with you next week. Again, if you want to check out everything that Brittany is working on, go to civicmedia.us/news. And while you're there, check out the stories being written by other reporters and journalists around the state, winning awards for their coverage of your community. Again, civicmedia.us/news. And if you're on the go and you can't listen to us on regular radio, you can always download the Civic Media app, find your station of choice, WAUK, and listen to it live directly from your device. It's that easy, that simple, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world, including Europe, New Zealand, other places that we've gotten texts from, but it's that simple. The Civic Media app, find it by going to the Apple or Google Play Store. Download it today. It's absolutely free. That's right, a pun. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay warm. I'll talk to you on Monday. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.